The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the nether world, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. My family came to the United States from India to live the American dream. We moved to New York City in 1976 when I was 7 years old. My older brother was 9 and my little sister Mary only 5. We were not rich by any stretch. And I will never forget our first little apartment and seeing no furniture in the bare room. But against the far wall, there were 3 toys: a large airplane, a sizable car, and a life-sized doll. My brother made a beeline for the plane. I grabbed the car, and my sister hugged the doll. It's funny how these toys symbolized our lives. 50 years later today, my brother flies in a plane from Arkansas to Atlanta for work. I love driving my car around as a priest. And my sister has raised 5 dolls, her 5 kids. You parents should be very careful about the toys you let your children play with. Obviously, my parents made a lot of sacrifices to allow their kids to enjoy the American dream. We now have wonderful families. I have a spiritual church family. We all enjoy successful careers. And we each live comfortably without any real needs. Heck, we don't really have any wants. I was listening to Sirius XM Channel 25 Classic Rock last week, and the DJ sounded off by saying, "Peace and prosperity." Those two words sum up the American dream in a nutshell. What every American wants is peace and prosperity. In the gospel today, Jesus warns us that if we are not careful, the American dream can deteriorate into an American nightmare. How so? Well, he tells the familiar parable today of the rich man and Lazarus. If Jesus told the parable today, the rich man might have an airplane, a car, and a bunch of dolls, and a large family. But tragically, his wealth blinded him to the needs of others. That is, he failed to share his peace and prosperity with the poor, like Lazarus. And what was an American dream on earth became a nightmare life in reality, in eternity, where we read that he was tormented in the flames. In other words, the consequences of hoarding our wealth could not be more catastrophic. Let me suggest three ways we can apply Jesus' parable to our lives today. First, don't let wealth, and especially family inheritances, cause family discord and division. You know, when parents die, siblings sometimes fight over who gets what. Who gets the airplane? Who gets the car? Who gets the dolls? Let me ask you, is a little material wealth worth losing the peace and sharing the prosperity among brothers and sisters? If you answer, yes, it is, then your American dream is becoming your American nightmare. Second, don't let the American peace and prosperity close your heart to a spiritual calling as a priest or as a nun. I don't know how things are here in the Diocese of Orlando, but in Arkansas, we welcome boatloads of foreign priests from India. I guess I'm one of them. Or Mexico or Nigeria to serve our parishes. They are wonderful, dedicated priests, and we are blessed to have them. But don't you get a little frustrated with their foreign accents and find them hard to understand sometimes? Why aren't our own red-blooded American sons and daughters lining up to become priests and nuns? Perhaps our one reason could be because the American dream has contributed to an American nightmare of vocations. How so? Well, children prefer the plane and the car and the dolls and are running to them instead of running to discern a vocation to poverty, chastity, and obedience. We prefer the peace and the prosperity of the rich man, not the scabs and the sores of poor Lazarus. And as a result, our parishes are full of foreign priests. And we are dealing with the consequences of that vocational choice. The dream can become a nightmare. A third example is that there are actually more nuns today than ever before. But today's nuns are spelled N-O-N-E and not N-U-N. That is, when people are generally asked about their church affiliation, they answer, none. And so perhaps I stand corrected. More people, men and women, are becoming nuns today than any time in history. Put more precisely, we are becoming a more atheistic culture. As R.E.M. memorably sang, that's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight, losing my religion. That's the song our nuns sing today. By the way, did you notice how the rich man in torment feared this same atheistic plight for his five brothers back home? He asked Abraham for the dramatic miracle of the resurrection to wake up his brothers so that their peace and prosperity doesn't go from being a dream to being a nightmare. Abraham replies, however, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. How beautiful that Abraham's answer neatly captures the whole Bible. How? Well, the phrase Moses and the prophets summarizes the whole Old Testament, while the words someone, Jesus, rising from the dead, gets to the heart of the New Testament. But you see, if we don't read the Bible and take its message to heart, the modern American dream can devolve into the American nightmare of modern atheism, the rise of atheistic nuns. In a spiritual sense, atheistic nuns are the real walking dead. My friends, who are the Lazaruses in our life that we are blind to and ignore? They might not be covered with sores and whom the dogs come to lick their wounds, but rather family members or friends or parishioners or fellow citizens we choose not to love, as the Bible teaches us we should. May living our American dream not cause others to experience an American nightmare. Praised be Jesus Christ.